Ever dream of just like ditching the crowds and stepping onto a trail that time forgot? Well, that's what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
Stonehaven Pass. It's this, well, secret's too strong of a word, but...
Hidden.
Yeah, hidden. This hidden trail in Australia's Blue Mountains National Park. And it's got it all. Stunning views, fascinating history, and you're practically guaranteed to have it all to yourself.
Yep.
To help us uncover its secrets, we're tapping into some great sources today. We've got Hiking the World, we've got Ask Roz AU, and to dig into the history of the area, the Jameson Project. So, ready to go off the beaten path.
Absolutely. Stonehaven Pass is one of those places that, well, you know, it kind of makes you realize how much we miss by sticking to the well-trodden path.
I feel that. So what makes this trail so special?
It's abandoned.
Yeah.
Not officially closed, but pretty much left to its own devices. It's like stepping back in time, you know. You're walking in the footsteps of those who came before, but without the crowds and the noise.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Abandoned, you say?
Yeah.
But people can still hike it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely hikeable, although unmarked and not maintained. So a little bit of an adventure.
I like the sound of that. But if it's abandoned, how did it even come to be in the first place?
Well, the story goes back to the 1920s. Picture this. A skilled stonemason and park ranger named Peter Mulheron.
Okay.
He carves this path through the rugged landscape, and that path, my friend, becomes Stonehaven Pass.
Wow. Handcrafted over a century ago. That's incredible. But if it's abandoned, how is it even accessible today?
Right. So fast forward a bit and enter Jim Smith, a local bushwalker who's passionate about keeping the area's history alive.
I like him already.
He's the one who's taken it upon himself to keep the trail somewhat clear so it hasn't completely disappeared.
So it's thanks to him that we can still experience it today.
In a way, yes. But officially, it's still unmarked and unmaintained, which, well, it definitely adds to the mystique.
I bet it does. So the name itself, Stonehaven Pass,
yeah,
it's evocative. It makes you think of, well, stones and havens.
Right.
But is there a story behind it?
There is. It's actually thought to be named after Baron Stonehaven.
The Baron?
Yeah. He was the Governor General of Australia back in the 1920s. So this seemingly insignificant trail has a connection to the upper echelons of Australian history. How cool is that?
That's amazing. It's like this trail has layers upon layers of stories just waiting to be uncovered. But history aside, what's in it for the modern day hiker? Our sources mentioned some spectacular lookouts.
Oh, yeah. The lookouts are really something else. Stonehaven Pass boasts four main ones.
Okay, I'm listening. Lay it on me.
Each one more impressive than the last. And here's the kicker. They're all named after prominent figures from Wentworth Falls past.
Oh, wow. I love that. Okay, so we got some mystery. We've got some history. What are their names?
We've got Rose's Lookout, Bill Wilson's Lookout. Then there's Cashman's Lookout. And last but not least, the most unique of them all, Murphy's Spiral Lookout.
Okay, you're killing me with the suspense here. Breathtaking views, historical connections. Tell me more about these lookouts. What makes each one special?
All right, so picture this. You're at Rose's Lookout, and you are literally on the edge of the world, gazing down at the majestic Mount Solitary. It's just breathtaking. Then you've got Bill Wilson's Lookout, which is, well, it's spacious. Like, you could totally have a picnic there with that view.
A picnic with a view. Now, that's my kind of lookout. What about the others?
Now, Cashman's Lookout, that one's not for the faint of heart. It's small, it's high up, and let's just say the safety rails are minimal at best.
Oh, wow.
And finally, there's Murphy's Spiral Lookout. Imagine this. Steps carved directly into the rock face, leading you to this just awe-inspiring panorama. It's the most unique, but probably the most thrilling, too, just because of how exposed it is.
You know, as you're describing these lookouts, I can't help but think about the people they're named after. Like Rose, Wilson, Cashman, Murphy. These aren't just names on a map, are they? They really aren't. It's like those lookouts hold their stories, don't they?
They really do. These were people who shaped Wentworth Falls, you know?
Right.
Like Samuel Charles Rose, for example. He was instrumental in establishing the Wentworth Falls Reserve. And get this, he was also the local school's headmaster.
Wow.
Talk about dedication. Shaping young minds, preserving nature, the whole package.
He sounds amazing. And what about Bill Wilson? You know, with that prime picnic spot named after him, he must have been quite a character.
William Page Wilson. Let me tell you, this guy was a true Renaissance man.
Oh.
He was a Wentworth Falls Reserve trustee, a member of the Progress Association, and even the licensee of the Wentworth Hotel, which, by the way, later became the Grandview Hotel.
No way.
Yeah. So he had a hand in both the, like, social scene and the, well, the more, I guess, economic side of things, too.
That's quite a legacy. And then there's Cashman's Lookout. named after James Arthur Cashman. What's his story?
Another one who was really passionate about protecting the environment. He was a trustee of the reserve, the honorary secretary of the National Trust, even became the president of the Wentworth Falls Progress Association.
Wow. You know, it's really hitting me that these lookouts aren't just about the views.
Right.
They're like monuments to the people who helped make Wentworth Falls what it is.
100%.
And lastly, we have Murphy's Spiral Lookout, named after Thomas Charles Murphy. What do we know about him?
He was another Wentworth Falls Reserve trustee. Imagine him, you know, navigating those same cliffs over a century ago.
Wow, yeah.
Overseeing those early days of Stonehaven Pass.
It's incredible.
It's like his lookout with those steps carved into the rock. It kind of sums up the whole spirit of the place, you know, the adventure, the challenge.
I love that. Now, it's one thing to hear about a challenging trail, but for our listeners who might be picturing themselves actually hiking this thing, what should they like actually be prepared for?
Good point. Stonehaven Pass is a pretty manageable distance, a little over a kilometer loop.
Okay.
And the elevation change is pretty gradual. It's not like crazy steep or anything. But those danger signs, they're there for a reason.
So more about uneven terrain than like sheer cliffs and drop-offs.
Yeah, exactly. You really got to watch your step, especially in that boggy section near the Hanging Swamp. That can get pretty treacherous after it rains.
Oh, I bet.
And those old fences at the lookouts, while they look kind of cool and rustic, let's just say I wouldn't lean on them too hard.
Good to know. So sturdy boots, a healthy dose of caution, those are must-haves.
For sure.
You know, speaking of navigating, we haven't talked about Jim Smith's map yet. Is that just for finding your way, or does it have some extra goodies?
Oh, Jim Smith's map. This is cool. It's like a treasure map for history buffs. He didn't just mark the trail. He marked all sorts of historical points of interest around Wentworth Falls.
Really? Okay, like what? Give us the good stuff. Ruined buildings, old logging sites. What are we talking?
Well, I don't think our sources get super specific, but it's got to be things like remnants of early settlements, right?
Yeah.
Maybe markers from industries that used to be in the area, definitely natural landmarks with cultural significance.
Like having your own personal guide through time. Yeah. Okay, I'm convinced Jim Smith's map is a must-have. Now, before we get totally lost in the historical weeds here, let's get practical. If someone's listening to this and they're like, I'm sold, I'm ready to hike Stonehaven Pass, where do they even start? What do they need to know? Okay, so our listeners are ready. Map in hand, hiking boots laced up.
Yeah.
Where's the starting point for this adventure?
It's easier to get to than you might think. You'll want to head to the Wentworth Falls picnic area.
Okay.
It's a popular spot, plenty of parking.
Perfect. So fuel up with a pre-hike snack, soak up the atmosphere, then it's off into the wild.
Exactly. From there, you'll want to find your way to either the Denfinella Track or the Prince's Rock Track. Both of them actually intersect with Stonehaven Pass.
Oh, cool. So you can approach it from different angles. I like that.
Yep. But most people recommend going anti-clockwise from the Denfinella Track. Seems to be the most gradual ascent and the best way to experience the scenery.
Good to know. Okay, before we send everyone off on their Stonehaven Pass adventure, any final words of wisdom?
Just remember those danger signs we talked about. They're not there for show. Sturdy footwear, especially after some rain. And of course, water. Always bring water.
Yes. Safety first, breathtaking views a close second. Speaking of which, there's something kind of magical about the idea of having those lookouts all to yourself.
Oh, for sure. Since it's not a maintained trail and not many people know about it, chances are you'll have those views all to yourself.
It's like stepping back in time. You, the trail, the whispers of the wind, maybe some bird song. That connection to both nature and history, it's incredible.
It really is. And don't forget, if you really want to dive deep into Wentworth Falls history, check out Jim Smith's book, Heart of the Blue Mountains.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's full of amazing stories about the area.
The perfect way to extend that sense of discovery even after you're back from your hike. You know, it's amazing how a deep dive into what seems like just a simple trail can open up this whole world of history, adventure, natural beauty.
It's true. It reminds us that there's always something new to discover, whether it's a hidden trail or a forgotten story. And sometimes those discoveries, they really stay with you.
They really do. So to our listeners, next time you're yearning for an adventure that speaks to both your head and your heart, think about Stonehaven Pass. Grab your boots, grab a map, and get ready to discover its secrets. Who knows what whispers from the past you'll hear along the way.
Happy hiking. And until next time, may your journeys be filled with unexpected discoveries.
And that's a wrap on our Stonehaven Pass deep dive. We'll be back next time with another hidden gem. Until then, happy exploring.